From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Zimbabwe Defense Force says it's rounding up alleged criminals with ties to President Robert Mugabe in order to bring them to justice. The military statement said the individuals were committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country. The ZDF did release several photos of Mugabe on Thursday, and a broadcaster read a statement from the military.
The ZDF said they are currently engaging with the Commander-in-Chief, President Mugabe, on the way forward and will advise the nation of the outcome as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, Mugabe made his first public appearance on Friday since the military placed him under arrest. He attended a graduation ceremony in Harare, where the crowd there cheered for him. However, many in Harare, like resident Teslin Kumbula, are frustrated with him.
We have suffered too long with this system. The army guys have come up to try to correct the system for us. And this guy is coming up saying he must come back. For what? A 94-year guy, for what? We don't want Mugabe anymore. Please, everyone, go to the streets and move around. No one likes Mugabe. And at this time, we are going to tell him we don't want him. He must go.
Also on Friday, President Ian Khama of neighboring Botswana said that Mugabe should end his attempts to remain in office. Three United Nations agencies have renewed pleas to a Saudi-led coalition to lift a blockade that has halted the flow of essential supplies into Yemen, warning that the lives of untold thousands of people are at stake. Yemenis are protesting in the streets of the capital Sana'a over the blockade, which the World Food Program, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF all say puts as many as 7 million people at risk of famine. From Washington, this is VOA News. A developing story now from Kenya. Two people were shot dead on Friday as Kenyan police tried to disperse opposition supporters marching from an airport alongside the convoy of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Authorities in Pakistan said Friday they have arrested a key suspected Islamic State militant in connection with a recent suicide bombing of a Sufi shrine in southern Sindh province. The February attack killed up to 90 people and wounded over 150 others. Speaking to reporters in the provincial capital, Karachi, counter-terrorism department officials identified the suspect as Nadir Ali, but have provided few details about him. One senior official said weapons and explosives were recovered from the suspect during the operation and that sustained security operations have weakened the foothold of the Islamic State group in the country. IS militants, he added, have escaped to Afghanistan and found sanctuaries on that side of the border. Ousted Catalan President Carles Puigdemont and four members of his cabinet are expected to appear before a Belgian court on Friday for a hearing in connection with a European arrest warrant issued by Spain. The court must decide whether to extradite them to Spain, where they'd face charges of rebellion and sedition for their roles in the region's independence drive. Voters go to the polls on December 21st for an early election ordered by Madrid to, quote, restore normality in Catalonia. Russia has vetoed a U.S.-sponsored Security Council resolution that would have extended the international probe into chemical weapons in Syria. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
Russia has killed the joint investigative mechanism, which has overwhelming support of this council. And by eliminating our ability to identify the attackers, Russia has undermined our ability to deter future attacks.
The UN investigators have blamed the Syrian military for using the poison gas, saying rebels don't have the aircraft or the ability to launch such attacks. Syria says that terrorists, its word for the opposition, are responsible. Russia is also warning nine United States government-funded news operations that they'll probably be designated as foreign agents under new legislation. This move is in retaliation to an American demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as a foreign agent in the United States. The Russian Justice Ministry said Thursday it's notified the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and seven separate regional outlets that they could be affected. Broadcasting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.